This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The New York Attorney General's office says it wants to question former President Trump and two of his children. It says investigators have uncovered evidence that Donald Trump's company used fraudulent or misleading asset valuations to get loans and tax benefits. The court filing says state authorities have not yet decided whether to bring a civil lawsuit in connection with the allegations. Mr. Trump and his lawyers say the investigation is politically motivated. This comes as Trump ally Rudy Giuliani and other members of the legal team that had tried to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election are subpoenaed by a House committee investigating the U.S. Capitol insurrection. AP correspondent Mike Rossi has got this.
In addition to Giuliani, the committee subpoenaed Attorney Jenna Ellis, Attorney Sidney Powell, and political strategist Boris Epstein. The committee is seeking information and testimony. In a statement, Representative Benny Thompson, the January 6th committee chair, said the four advanced unsupported theories about election fraud pushed efforts to overturn the election results or were in direct contact with the former president about attempts to stop the counting of electoral votes.
The Biden administration has quietly launched its website where you can get free at-home COVID tests. The website is covidtests.gov. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says experts are trying to minimize any glitches.
Every website launch, in our view, comes with risk. We can't guarantee there won't be a bug or two.
You can order four at-home tests per residential address. Airlines across the world have been rushing to cancel or change flights heading into the U.S. because of that dispute about the rollout of 5G technology near U.S. airports. The cancellations come even after AT&T and Verizon said they will postpone new wireless service near some U.S. airports planned for this week. This is AP News. This appears to be a first, and the AP's Tim McGuire has it.
Felony charges filed against a Tesla driver whose car was on autopilot when it crashed and killed two in another car. California prosecutors have filed vehicular manslaughter charges against Kevin George Aziz Riad, a 27-year-old limousine service driver. Police say his Tesla S was moving at a high rate of speed when it left a freeway, ran a red light in a Los Angeles suburb, and crashed into another car, killing two people on December 29, 2019. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the car was on autopilot at the time of the crash. This is the first such criminal case involving that widely used technology, found on more than 750,000 Tesla models in the U.S. alone. NHTSA has sent teams to 26 crashes involving autopilot since 2016, in which at least 11 people have died. I'm Tim McGuire.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.